Charlie Asher was just a normal guy until he died in battle with creatures from the underworld. But his soul lives on in a small animal with a crocodile head. And he's just learned that his 7-year-old daughter is now the Luminatus, a being with power over death. These are characters from Christopher Moore's new novel, Secondhand Souls. Moore's novels weave together action and fantasy under a lens of dark, absurdist humor. He'll read from this one at Quail Ridge Books this weekend. Chris, thanks for talking with me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.
Secondhand Souls is a sequel to A Dirty Job. Now, you've written more than a dozen novels in this morbid but funny vein. Why did you decide to bring back these particular characters?
Well, a lot of it was a request. I listen a lot to my readers. I communicate with them on social media and by email and so forth, and they wanted to see these characters again. And Charlie is a character I really identify with. In the first book, A Dirty Job, there's sort of a long treatise about what is a beta male, and it's basically those males of the species who survived not because they were big and strong and fast, but because they had an imagination enough to avoid danger. And so that's how Charlie is, sort of, and that's how I am. So I identified with him, and I said, well, you know, I left him stuck in this little 14-inch tall meat puppet. I really need to get him out of there. So between, you know, popular demand and wanting to get Charlie out of his predicament, I thought I better write another one.
Some of these characters are essentially agents of karma, and it's their job to collect souls that remain inside items of deceased people and then get them into the hands of a person destined to continue that soul's journey. Where did you get the idea to illustrate reincarnation in this way?
I thought it was the cheesiest way to do it. It is, you know, as you pointed out, I sort of write ironic humor, and I thought, how ironic would it be that immortal part of ourself is materialistic. It's actually caught in an object somewhere and resold at secondhand stores and so forth.
In Secondhand Souls, a character named Audrey tries to interfere with death by moving souls into taxidermy animals or stopping people from dying altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have done a lot of research on world religions. That's a good example of that. And for instance, in your book, Lamb, you wrote about Taoism, Confucianism, and Hinduism. But you also take a lot of liberties with the way you apply doctrine in these stories. Tell us about using religion as inspiration for stories and how you decide what to keep and what to change.
Well, when you're talking about mythology, all you're talking about is a religion you don't believe in. In other words, they're stories that are mutable and changeable. And so as a storyteller, you go, oh, well, I'll take one from column A and one from column B and one from column C, because I think that's what happens. Eventually, anyone who contemplates life enough is going to come to the conclusion that we probably ought to be nice to each other. And that's expressed in all these different religions. But there's interesting things that people can do with them. And so I just look for the parts that are interesting and that are fun. And in this book in particular, there were the Morrigan, which are the Celtic death goddesses. And I have a banshee in there. But there's a lot of Buddhism stuff, too. So treating it all like mythology and therefore like stories.
Do you yourself follow a specific religion or philosophy?
I think I tend toward Buddhism because it feels true. But I'm not a very I'm sort of a Christmas and Easter Buddhist. I'm not really I'm not really good at practicing.
Do you have any other sequels in mind?
I think I'd like to write another Shakespeare book. I've written two books based in Shakespeare: Fool, which is King Lear written from the fool's point of view as a comedy, and then The Serpent of Venice, which is Othello and Merchant of Venice merged together and written from that same fool's point of view, is now in Venice as a comedy. And I'd like to do another one of those because I like playing with the language of the time and sort of making it modern and accessible.
Well, we look forward to that one. Christopher Moore is the author of Secondhand Souls. He'll be at Quail Ridge Books in Raleigh on Saturday. Chris, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks a lot for having me, Eric.